to say it. Somebody should. Let's talk about two time. Let's talk about bum wine, yeah. You're asking the questions that nobody could. Like where the bone thugs in, are they in harmony? Do, do, help a snowman, do.
For this year. Anyway, this is an episode that I've wanted to do for some time. It was prompted by a discovery online. This discovery came from Reddit under a question, which is phrased as the kids would phrase. We talked on this show about two words coming back into fashion with the youth, perhaps. And whether or not that's happening, and it's a little divided. But the question is, what's the most retarded thing your dad ever did? And this is recent. One of the answers was pretty great. Let's see. One of the answers was, wrote an entire Grinch 2 script, like a sequel to Jim Carrey's Grinch movie specifically. Took him like 8 months, and it's all stolen jokes. Reads like a Unabomber manifesto. Every Christmas, he gets drunk and rants about how he never took it seriously, and that's why the project never went anywhere. So already, it's like, if someone took this seriously, this definitely would have worked. So then this hero published the entire thing. I had slight hesitation about this because I was like... Excuse me. You know, it's like one of those things that you're like, do you think this really was someone's dad doing like the dumbest thing they've ever done, or the silliest, or however, whatever other word I should use? Or is this something that someone has brilliantly set up to appear that way, but, you know, isn't that way? Now, I read through a tiny little bit of it to kind of try and get an idea, because I was like, well, if this is actually like funny in a way of like, I don't know, it has really bad dad jokes or something, I'd be pretty suspicious. You know what I mean? If it was like too competent, because the opening page is a drawing. It's Grinch 2 and it's got the Grinch. And in the lower corner, it says by Uncle Bob. And it's got like a stick figure of a guy with a pencil and a smile. Grinch 2. The way I see it. But there are some details of the drawing, because the drawing, I'm like, it's a little too good. But he did do some things, like, for example, you can tell he wrote out Grinch 2 the way I see it in pencil before going over it in marker. And it looks like a lot of the other things are done that way. And so you're like, I mean, that's a detail that I feel you wouldn't do if you were making a fake thing, because I feel like you would just go for it, because you'd be like, I mean, if it looks like shit, that's actually better. You know what I'm saying? Like, why would you put that effort into it unless you were trying to create that verisimilitude? I was watching a video online about a video game called Pets Cop, which was like sort of a video game that some person discovered a demo of and was playing it and was finding it like it was very strange, and the way it worked was really weird. And it turned out that the entire game and the video were made by the same person, and it was kind of a hoax, you might say, but I thought of it more like it was a different way to tell that story, right? It was a different way to tell a spooky story of like uncovered lost media or something like that. And I was like, I mean, it's interesting, but finding out that it was fake did kind of kill it for me. So, you know, I don't know. I think the main thing here is, if this is fake, I don't want to know. You know what I mean? And if you ever make something like this, 1 year for Potoween on this show, my plan was to sort of initiate a bunch of hoaxes in town. Right. Like I'm trying to think of some of the things. I had some teeth. I was just going to put some teeth somewhere. I had these little plaques made up that were like, you know, one was for a skate park, and it was like a tiny little plaque thing that basically said like, that a kid had been decapitated on this obstacle before or something like that. Stuff like that. But the thing is, as I was like, it's going to ruin doing these things if people know who did it. So I can't really do a show about it and do it. And I think that's what's hard about doing an internet hoax is you could never admit that it was you. You know what I mean? You always have to pretend it was you. You have no idea. You know what I mean? Which that's got to be tough. So anyway, here we go. This is Grinch 2, The Way I See It. It starts off, almost all the text is red or green. Red equals narrator. Green equals camera / writer's notes. So we start with the narrator. As you remember, the Whos of Whosville were celebrating Christmas with the Grinch and Martha May Huvier at the town Hubilation. Is this what happened in the Grinch? I've never seen the Jim Carrey Grinch movie. So I'm like, yeah, as I remember. And I'm like, maybe, I don't know. Grinch, as you know, was even elected as the holiday cheermeister after being nominated by Cindy Lou Who. Of course, this infuriated Mayor Augustus Mayhew, but what made him even more furious was the fact that the Grinch's and Martha's relationship continued to grow. They couldn't stay away from each other. Martha realized, though she would have a tough task ahead of her to teach him manners, courtesy, and respect for others so he would fit in with the villagers. She would help him change his horrible diet and disgusting table manners. Not only will this help him fit in better, but it will create a healthier lifestyle for him. There's a space in there, so it's lifestyle. Camera shows his first time in a restaurant. He and Martha sit down at a table. Like, immediately, it's like, camera shows his first time in a restaurant. And I'm like, how do we know this is his first time in a restaurant from what we're seeing right now? A waitress asks them if they would like something to drink. Martha orders a glass of red wine, and he orders a bottle of Tabasco sauce. Martha corrects him and suggests a glass of red wine for him also. Martha, with an embarrassed look on her face, realizes it's going to be a long night and asks the waitress, "Could you please just get us a bottle of red wine instead?" The waitress leaves and returns with two wine glasses and two menus, says she'll be back with the bottle of wine. As she leaves, the Grinch grabs the wine glass and bites off the base. Martha, in a panic, stops him and pulls the base from his mouth before he eats it and places it on the table. Martha, "Honey, please, put the rest of the glass on the table. I'll ask the waitress for a new one." Grinch, "Oh, good, that one tasted horrible. What's wrong with these restaurants today?" Okay, so right off the bat, it's interesting. It's like they've made the Grinch into a sort of, an Encino man or something. He's like trying to get along in a society that's not made for him. But I didn't really understand the Grinch's eating glass or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, I guess I thought the Grinch was basically, he's a little like Oscar the Grouch is what I always saw him as. Not just because he's green and they share a, you know, visual similarity, but more because it's like he understands how the other society works. He just hates it. Because isn't the, okay, I'm like ruining this from the get-go, but like isn't the whole thing of the Grinch that like he understands that, you know, Christmas, everyone has toys and whatever, and he's like, if I take that away, no one will be happy. And you're watching that as a viewer thinking, yeah, when he takes that stuff away, no one will be happy. But then what we all learn is it's like, oh, it's not really about that. But you know what I mean? He understands enough to understand the function of presents during Christmas, but he doesn't understand that like Tabasco isn't something that you would drink at a restaurant. Also, though, I'm like, I don't know what Grinch biology is. Maybe Tabasco is like their equivalent of booze. Who knows? The waitress returns with the bottle of wine. Martha, looking quite frazzled. "Could you please get us a new wine glass? He accidentally knocked his off the table and it broke." Grinch, "I didn't do..." Martha horridly puts her hand over his mouth to stop him. The waitress leaves to get a new wine glass and the Grinch grabs the bottle of wine and starts to guzzle it down. So then she's already lying, but like, whatever. There's so much happening here already that I don't... There's not enough context, right? Like, she should have had a dinner at their house first. You know what I mean? To be like, he's going to need to practice. Instead of just, you just take him to a restaurant. There was this thing. I have a distinct memory of being in fifth grade and like the PE teacher came to our classroom and two of the students basically had to go on a fake date in front of the whole class to like demonstrate how you behave on a date or whatever. And one of those students was your boy, me. But I remember I did a good job because my dad was fucking weird, but he made us do things like be polite. And so like I knew to like pull her chair out and do these other things. And I kind of got the impression at the time that it was like disappointing for the PE teacher because he was like, it was better if he didn't do stuff and then I got to correct it. You know what I mean? What a weird thing to do in a classroom, though. Do you think there's any way that they still do that today? I mean, it's like, it's weird. It's not unwholesome, I guess. I mean, it was basically just teaching you how to be respectful and polite and like manners and shit, I guess. But also I was like, I mean, fifth grade seems a little premature for that. Sure. Did my dad also give us a drawer full of condoms like a year later when I was in sixth grade? Yes, absolutely. Because, you know, he's like, you'll need a whole drawer of these. And I was like, Dad, I can't tell you how premature this is because I'm in sixth grade at the time, but it was quite premature. It was about halfway, you know, about halfway, a little less than halfway of my life to the point where that would be remotely needed. And even then, an entire drawer's worth was, excessive, as it would be today. All right, let's see. Martha, Grinch, please stop. You're embarrassing me. When the waitress returns with a new glass, I will pour you a glass and show you the proper way to drink it. Before the waitress returns, Martha, being a little rattled, pours herself a glass and guzzles it down. Grinch, that's the way you're supposed to drink it? Martha, no, you must have misunderstood me. I am showing you how not to drink it. That's not a terrible gag. The waitress returns with his new glass and says, I'll give you folks a minute to look at the menu. She walks away, Martha pours herself a second glass, and then pours him a glass. Martha, okay, you have to sip it slowly to savor the flavor. Watch me. Martha slowly takes a sip and says, and that's the proper way to drink your wine. The Grinch raises the glass to his mouth and starts to gulp, and Martha raises her hand and says, no, 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 sip it slowly. He slowly takes a sip, moves his lips in emotion while looking upward as if he is deciding if he likes it. He takes a second sip, nods his head up and down a couple of times and says, I love it. Martha picks up a menu and hands it to the Grinch and then picks up one for herself. You know what? I think a lot of my dislike of wine comes from all the things around wine. Like, it's just like, oh, wine is what you drink for this. You know what I mean? And it's like, I feel like you drink wine in situations where cracking a beer would be, you know, low class or something. And I'm like, I don't get it. I'm like, why is a fermented grape product classy and a fermented, you know, grain-based beverage is like for shitheads? You know what I mean? Oh, because it's in a glass bottle. Oh my God. If everything that came in a glass bottle was like classy, I mean, Mad Dog 2020 would be like, I guess that's above beer. Oh, yes, I'll have your Mad Dog 2020. Oh, we found this one at the bottom of a ditch, half consumed, possibly tainted with urine. Perfect. Martha, if you need help choosing anything, let me know. And don't be afraid to ask me any questions if you don't understand. Grinch, can I just have yesterday's leftovers? Martha, no, that's disgusting and it's not safe. Grinch, oh, okay, then I'll have today's leftovers. Martha, no, sweetheart, that's still disgusting and it's not good for you. You have to start eating better. You must start eating healthier. From now on, you eat only fresh food, okay? I see. So it's like, I think we're confusing the leftovers from food with like what's left on someone else's plate and thrown in the garbage. You know what I mean? Because like, I met someone at some point in my life who was just like, I don't eat leftovers. She was just like, I don't have to. I'm not going to. I just don't. And I was like, I mean, that's crazy. Like, I feel like the only reason that I'm not in like a pauper's grave is because I eat leftovers. Because I make a bunch of food and then eat that food till it's gone. I even eat leftovers I don't particularly like. You know what I mean? It does raise the stakes when you're cooking if you know that whatever you make, you're going to eat. Because you're like, whew. I mean, when you're staring at a counter and the countertop and you've got like, you know, six or seven full prepared meals sitting in little containers and you're like waiting for them to cool off and you're like, this is going to be rough. these are not good. The Grinch studies the menu and says to Martha, I think I'll have the file it mignon. Martha, that's pronounced filet mignon. Grinch, what is filet mignon with a snooty accent? He's not wrong. You know what I mean? I was like, how come you don't go to a, I don't know. You don't ever, you see filet mignon on the, that's like a cut of beef, right? And that's what a steakhouse would put it as. Why don't you ever see it like in Korean or something? You know what I mean? Oh, well, Korean people invented that. Like, why isn't a Japanese Kobe beef? Why doesn't it say like the hiragana symbols for Kobe? You know what I'm saying? And it's like, oh, we're all supposed to know. Again, wine, French words, these are the things that I just don't care for. Martha, it's a type of steak which I know you will enjoy. I think I'm going to have the lasagna. The waitress comes and asks. The stage direction is the waitress comes and asks instead of just waitress. Hello, Martha. Hello, Grinch. Are you ready to order? Do you like it? Oh, Mr. Grinch. Hello, Grinch. I guess he is. He's a rotten Mr. Grinch. Grinch might be his last name. Cringe Grinch. The waitress turns to Martha. Martha, can I start with you? Martha answers. It's so funny. You can tell this is how this is like amateur because it's like Martha answers. You can just say Martha colon. Like she's answering and no one's saying this. I don't think. Is this narrator? No, this is camera / directions or whatever. Let's see. Martha answers, let's start with him because he's going to need some help with this. Martha, go ahead, Grinch, give it a try. Grinch, I'll have the filet mignon. Waitress, how would you like that cooked? Grinch, if you don't know how to cook it, you shouldn't be in the restaurant business. Martha says to waitress, I'm sorry, he doesn't understand. Okay, something that makes me think this is real. This is like page 3. Towards the bottom, and we have Grinch says his line about how you shouldn't be in the restaurant business. Martha says, I'm sorry, he doesn't understand. The line where it says Martha says to waitress he doesn't understand is spaced in, like indented, one space bar. And like, that's the kind of mistake that, you know, it just, the way this is, there's a lot of inconsistency with like, after I do a stage direction or say who's talking, is that a comma or a colon? Or like the colon that's after Grinch before he speaks, is that also going to be green or is that going to be black? And there's no actual answer. Does a punctuation during that's with dialogue go inside of the quotation marks or outside? Or if you say, from now on, you eat only fresh food, okay, you put the question mark inside and then a period outside for some reason that I don't really understand. Or two lines later, just no punctuation at all. Like, this is so, if someone did this fake, they did a damn good job because it's just so all over the place. Like, the amount of work you'd have to put in to make it so all over the place is outrageous. Okay. What she means is, do you want it rare, medium, or well done? Grinch with grumpy voice. Of course I want it done well. If I wanted it done lousy, then I wouldn't pay these outrageous prices at a restaurant now, would I? Martha, Grinch, no, what she means is, oh, never mind. He would like it medium, please. Waitress, what side would you like? Grinch, while looking quite confused, points with both hands to the right and then points to the left. Then he points in front of himself and says, I would prefer to have it right here. Martha again steps in and says, he will have a baked potato, please. This is just like, these jokes are kind of just like, I don't know, foreign exchange student jokes or something. Where it's like, yeah, he doesn't understand these turns of phrase, which is honestly pretty fair. Waitress looking at Grinch, soup or salad? Grinch, yes. Waitress looks at Martha for help. Martha says, salad, please. Martha tells Grinch, you have to choose one or the other. You can't have both. Why the fuck not? You're ordering a bottle of wine. He's getting the filet mignon. I think you could get both. I think you'd be all right. Waitress to Martha, what dressing would he like? Martha, he would like the blue cheese dressing. Grinch, hey, did you hear about the one about the cook who caught the salad dressing? While laughing out loud, he says, I love that one. It cracks me up every time. What? The waitress gives a quick, nervous smile and immediately turns to Martha and asks what she wants. Martha says, I'll have the lasagna and a salad with the house dressing. Grinch, laughing out loud again, says, I never saw a house dressing. Was it made of bare wood? The waitress turns and leaves as quickly as possible. Martha takes another large gulp from her wine glass. Camera pans away and shows them leaving the restaurant, commenting on what a great meal they had and flagging down a cab. And scene. Like, okay, so halfway through this, okay, halfway through, if it was a lot of stuff like this, I never saw a house dressing. Was it made of bare wood? I would be highly suspicious. But like, it took us so long to get, or like, super salad, yes. That feels like a joke someone would put into something to be like, what kind of a joke would a dad say? But I don't know. This is like a real, should I just look up? Should I just be like, is Grinch too who wrote this? Uncle Bob. By Uncle Bob. Do you think I'm going to get any sort of like, is Grinch 2 by Uncle Bob real or fake? There are no official plans for Grinch. Thanks. This is the helpful AI overview. There are no official plans for Grinch 2 with Jim Carrey, despite rumors and fan-made posters circulating online. Carrey himself has previously expressed hesitation about sequels, although he's also appeared in some sequels like Sonic the Hedgehog 2 and Dumb and Dumber 2. Some fan-made posters even suggest a holiday release date, but they are not official announcements. Thanks. Okay. Let's see. There's a couple. Got my dad's permission to post his badass Grinch 2 script, which I have said nothing mean about at all. It's like view NSFW content. Okay, this is it. This is the same one. This rocks, people said. Damn, this rules. Uncle Bob is going to get so much ass whenever this comes out. Okay. Oh, man. I don't see anyone specifically saying that the Grinch 2 is fake. You know, like, I don't see anything here that would imply that it's completely not real. Okay. Well, I guess we'll continue on, huh? What else is there to do but move on? Narrator, every day, every outing that Martha and Grinch do together is a challenge for Martha. She loves him dearly, but he is not easy to deal with. No shit. One day, Martha took him grocery shopping. It was his first time in a grocery store. Martha grabbed a shopping cart and started going down the aisle. Like, I don't understand. It's like Uncle Bob doesn't understand how a movie works. Because it's like, yeah, you don't have to tell the whole show don't tell thing or like show and tell or like whatever. And it's like, I don't know. It's just both kind of. But you don't need to say every day, every outing that Martha and Grinch do together is a challenge for Martha. You know what I mean? Okay. Grinch, let me do it. Let me do it. As a small child would do, jumping up and down. Martha lets Grinch take over pushing the cart. Martha, okay, but please be careful. Martha would grab items off the shelf and put them in the cart. Grinch, let me do it. The Grinch slides his arm down the shelf, knocking half the items in the cart and half onto the floor. See, like, I always pictured the Grinch as like a grouchy old man, not like an energetic youth who doesn't understand. Do you know what I mean? It's like, already, I feel like Uncle Bob has a fundamental misunderstanding of the Grinch. Now, maybe I didn't see, I didn't see the Jim Carrey movie. So maybe that Grinch was different, but I'm not convinced. Martha, quite loudly, Grinch, please stop. You're making a mess and we do not need all that stuff. Put them back on the shelf and help me pick up everything. The Grinch, being the Grinch, rolls his eyes and while mumbling under his breath, does as she had asked, but of course is putting everything in the wrong spots, upside down, etc. Thankfully, a stock boy comes around the corner and tells them not to worry, he'll take care of everything. Martha to stock boy, thank you so much for your help. We are so sorry. Martha turns towards the Grinch and tells him to apologize to the stock boy. The Grinch, while looking down towards his feet and with a sad face, mumbles softly, I'm sorry. Martha, Grinch, say it like you mean it. The Grinch with his hands to his side and shuffles his right foot and says louder, I'm very sorry. The stock boy says, that's okay, Mr. Grinch, I'll take care of it. This is weird, like, I don't understand what Whoville is. Like, Whoville to me did not seem like a place that had a taxi cab. You know what I mean? I don't know that. I don't know what that means exactly. Like, I live in a city that's a smaller city. But, you know, barely crests the populational definition of city versus town or whatever. And like, you don't see taxis around here and you never, like you would see one every so often, but it's not like you could not leave a place and flag down a taxi. You would have to call and it would probably take like 2 hours for it to show up. You know what I mean? Finally, they move on. When they turn the corner and go up the next aisle, the Grinch crashes the cart into a lady's cart, which was on the side of the aisle. The lady looks up at the Grinch and gives him a dirty look. The Grinch says to Martha, what's her problem? Martha, Grinch, you crashed into her cart. Grinch, but she was parked there. Martha, so go around her. Grinch, rolling his eyes again, well, I guess I could have done that. They go to the end of the aisle, and the Grinch cuts the corner too sharp and bangs his cart into a display shelf loaded with soft drink bottles, knocking the bottom leg of the shelf out, and all the bottles rolled off the shelf for what seemed like an eternity. Grinch, putting his hands around his mouth and quite loudly, yells, clean up on aisle 6. Oh my, I just cracked myself up. See, this is, it makes no sense. And maybe this was what the Jim Carrey movie was like, but it's like, how would he know to say clean up on aisle 6? Like, how would that phrase, that joke be in his brain without any experience in the real world? Around the corner comes the same stock boy that just finished cleaning up their last mess. Grinch to stock boy, you know, it's really not my fault. My girlfriend pushed me. Martha, that is absolutely positively not true. That's it. I'm taking cart duty away from you until you learn to be more careful. I mean, she did push him into grocery shopping. Grinch to stock boy. She said duty. and laughs out loud. What the fuck? The stock boy shakes his head and bends down to start picking up the mess. I would like it better if the stock boy also laughed, because he's like a little moron. That's better. Martha takes over pushing the cart and she says to him, "Honey, please stop acting like a child. You must be more careful and thoughtful to people around you. Do you think the Grinch is doing, what do you call that, like malicious ignorance or something, malicious incompetence? Where he's like, I can already tell. I'm a Grinch. I've barely existed in the regular world for like a day. I can already tell that this grocery shopping thing is bullshit. Maybe I just do a bad enough job that I don't have to do it anymore. You know what I mean? Honey, please stop acting like a child. You must be more careful and thoughtful to people around you. Well, yeah, but I always say I'm sorry and I help pick up the stuff on the floor. Martha, okay, I agree. That's nice, but you shouldn't be causing the problem in the first place. Grinch, okay, I promise. I will get better. Baby steps, Martha, baby steps. Martha rolls her eyes. The Grinch picks up a bundle of bananas and asks Martha, why are these fat and yellow and not brown and floppy? Where's this going? Martha, that's the way they're supposed to look when they're fresh. Put them in the cart, you will love them, but you have to wait until we're home to eat them. The Grinch looks at a loaf of bread and asks, so this is white and not green? What's the deal? Martha, what's the deal? Martha, just like the bananas, except it's white when it's fresh and turns green and moldy when it starts to go bad. Grinch, that explains everything. I thought the Whos didn't like anything that was green. That explains everything. I thought the Whos didn't like anything that was green. And hence, that's why they threw it in the garbage? Is that where we're going with this? Whatever. Okay, so yeah. The running gag here is like, between the restaurant and the grocery store, is like, Grinch likes to eat, you know, garbage. Which is, I don't know. Like, is that so bad? Is that so wrong? I do think it's like, I wonder about, you know, like you have Sesame Street, right? And you have Oscar the Grouch and he's like, I love trash. And you're like, but do you, Oscar? Or are you just like covering up for the fact that, you know, you feel a certain way? You're in a certain circumstance and the protective armor you've built around yourself, much like the steel walls of the trash can you're in. But the metaphorical one is to pretend that your life is this way because you like it. Narrator. They continue going up and down the aisles with Martha choosing what to buy while explaining what each item is, and sometimes she would ask Grinch to grab items that were too high for her and he would place them in the cart. It seems as though the Grinch is starting to calm down and starting to learn to be more helpful and thoughtful. All of a sudden, Grinch stops in front of a shelf with cans of baked beans. Grinch. Martha, what are these? Martha, those are baked beans. Why do you ask? Grinch, when I would scrounge the Who's trash for food, I would come across these cans, but they were always empty. I would rub my finger on the inside of the can and get most of the bit I could lick. I could then lick my finger. I love the taste of it. Can we get some? Is the Grinch a bum? Martha, okay, but you can't have too much at a time because it can give you gas, and you certainly don't need any more than you already have. Take like 3 cans for now and we'll see if you like it, while muttering under her breath, or if I like it. Camera fades away and fades into a scene at his cave. I'm doing a fade transition there, huh? That seems most appropriate. I would have done a fade that's like a crossfade of the sound of the can sort of going into the cart, making that tsh sound, and then have it tsh, 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 to sleigh bells, and then it's, you know, blizzard outside. That's just me. The Grinch would return to his cave after spending every day with Martha May and would try to convince himself that he was happy in his own surroundings. Red period for some reason. See, okay, like, yeah. Does the Grinch live the way he does because he likes it, or it's just the only thing he's ever known? You know what I mean? And he's like, oh, there's like stuff in these cans before I got... Grinch, I have all these modern conveniences. I have plenty of delicious food. Camera shows him picking up handfuls of broken glass. Although I do have to admit the filet mignon the other night was to die for. Grinch over at Max. I really don't need people to like me. Grinch cups his hand around his mouth and yells, I don't need people to like me. You hear the echo repeat, I don't need people to like me. Grinch yells back with a questionable look on his face, right? The echo yells back, you're an idiot. Grinch looks frustrated and bounces back into his chair. Grinch looks at Max and says, right? Max growls. The Grinch stands back up and says, okay, maybe I'm not right. I think I'm in love and I want to spend the rest of my life with Martha May. Grinch does a happy dance. Grinch looks down at Max, who is doing a happy dance also. Sure, why not? Camera fades away.
What?
Okay, so this has turned into a love story. But basically, for Martha May, this would be like falling in love with a, like an Alzheimer's patient that she's trying to take care of. Narrator. The Grinch and Martha May continue to see each other for many months. On this one special day, the two of them are having... Okay, so, like, this is a good place, Uncle Bob, to put in, like, a montage of them going on a bunch of dates and Grinch slowly doing things correctly. I mean, it feels a little early in the movie for that, but okay. On this one special day, the two of them are having a great time at the Leon de Hubation. Leon de Hubation, with all the townspeople. What the hell is that? For those who don't know, Leon Day is June 25th, which is halfway to Christmas. Leon is Noel spelled backwards. Okay. I was like, Leon de Hubation, what is this? And he does explain it to his credit. It's dumb, but you know, and the explanation ends with an end parentheses that has no beginning parentheses, but that's fine. The Grinch takes Martha's hand. Okay, so being halfway to Christmas, and Leon is the reverse of Noel. Okay. The Grinch takes, I mean, I've never heard it called Samex. Don't we just call it like half Christmas or something? The Grinch takes Martha's hand and walks her up to the head table where the mayor and all the town officials are sitting. Martha is totally confused. Okay, this is maddening because it's like that. This whole block of text is in green because it's like narration or camera direction, except one period in between two sentences is black. How do you even do that? Like, that's a pain in the ass to do on purpose. I don't understand how this happens. Martha is totally confused as to what is happening. The Grinch stops with Martha in front of the mayor and reaches over and grabs the microphone. Could I please have your attention? He puts the microphone back on the table next to him. He turns to Martha. He kneels down on one knee and asks, Martha May, will you be my wife? What the fuck? She is excited and overwhelmed. Yes, yes, yes. He opens a ring box and takes out a beautiful ring and slides it on her finger, then stands and gives her a big kiss. All the Whos in Whoville are cheering and clapping and excited for the couple. Except for one. Camera does close-up of disgusted look on the mayor's face, Mayor Augustus Mayhew. They both go back to their table and she asks him, where did you get this beautiful ring? Grinch, I made it at the same time I made you the Christmas ornament that I brought to school that day. I wanted to give it to you the same day as a friendship ring, but as you know, that didn't go very well. Camera fades into a flashback? Oh my god, okay, so now we're going to see a flashback... Okay, wait, sorry. Camera fades into a flashback. Narrator. We all know how that turned out. Show flashback of the Grinch making the ornament and also a new scene of him making her the ring with all the small fragments of the stones of various colors he broke up with the hammer. He melted the small fragments onto a small ring he found. He had the ring in his pocket when he went to the school that day but never gave it to her because that day turned out so awful for him. He had that ring in his pocket when he ran away from Whoville thinking he would never return. He cherished that ring and saved it as a remembrance of Martha. Okay, so I think what's happening here is we're hearing about a scene that was in Grinch. Let's see. Jim Carrey Grinch ornament flashback. Okay, yeah. Let me see. I'm going to bring this up here. looking for this flashback. Oh, yeah, okay, it's him as a little Grinch kid. This isn't the Jim Carrey one, though. This is one from, like, an animated one from a bunch of years ago. Where he's, like, a little kid. And it looks sad. He's, like, watching everyone celebrate Christmas, and he's sad. They gave him very, like, cute cartoon eyes. This seems like it's based on this, though. I don't know that there's a How the Grinch Stole Christmas flashback. The Grinch crashes the party? Okay, here's the Grinch's origin story from that movie. Oh, maybe he did give her an ornament. Oh my God, there's a baby Grinch in this movie and it's horrific. Okay, so there's, I think that's Cindy Lou Who. Is he like gonna give her an ornament? This is insane. Okay, so he made this ornament and then something went wrong. Okay. So, this is kind of what I thought was happening, which is that this sequel that this Uncle Bob wrote is retconning the old movie such that the Grinch was going to give her a friendship ring, which I don't think that's a thing, really, and then turned it into a wedding ring. But he was going to give it to her that day, in addition to the ornament, which is totally unnecessary because giving her the Christmas ornament, besides being a much more appropriate thing for, like, a child, seems to me to be, like, I cannot fucking believe that this is, like, this baby Grinch is, like, it is insane. Wow. I'm gonna need to watch this movie. This is, like... God, like, who looks at that and is like, yeah, this is working, you know what I mean? You could make it cute. The one in the animated one was cute. This one, not so much. I hate this shit, though, where it's like we have to see an origin of why the Grinch hates Christmas. I'm like, this is why every movie is like 2.5 goddamn hours now. Because I'm like, I didn't really, as a kid, like, I didn't need to know why he hates Christmas, right? I needed to know that he hates Christmas. But I don't need to know why. Who cares? All right, camera fades into the following scene. Show scene/scenes of Martha and Grinch sitting in Martha's home with many discussions on whether to move into a new home or stay in her existing home, what to do with his cave and all his belongings. This is like very, you know, the Grinch is a swinging bachelor. What about his man cave? Grinch, how about we sell this dump and move into my cave? It's completely furnished, plenty of space. You don't have to worry about taxes, crowds, paying bills. Before he gets to finish, Martha says, that's completely off the table. First of all, this place is not a dump, and there's absolutely no way I would move into that dark, dirty, damp, disgusting hole in a mountain. I've never heard a cave described as a hole in a mountain, but it is completely accurate and fair. Grinch, okay, I guess I agree. It does have some minor issues, like while nodding his head up and down and counting on his fingers. No fresh air, no bathrooms, no fire exit, no open floor concept between the cooking area and the eating area. Oh, how I love that look, and not enough room for that king-size bed we want. I hate the open concept, you guys. Open floor concept is like, how could two people living together, one person watching TV and the other cooking, annoy each other? How could we facilitate that? Wouldn't that be cool? No, it's not cool. What if people wanted to do different things in different rooms? I think open concept is just something someone came up with because they were like, they didn't know how to design a house. So they're like, what if it was just a big box? And they don't have to think about it. I see that all the time on like a house hunting shows, and it's always the same thing. They're like, well, I like to be able to see the kids from, you know, wherever I am. And it's like, half the time, I'm like, the kid is five. You don't need to be in constant visual contact with your child. They're like sitting on the couch with an iPad. You don't need to be able to see them at all times. Like, how did kids ever survive? You know, back in the day when it's like, oh, your mom was in the kitchen. She couldn't see you in the living room. Oh, my God. Martha, well, I'm glad you came to your senses on that topic. We can live here for a while, and then we can start looking for a larger place to live where we'll have enough room to start a family someday. Grinch, fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa. Martha, that's right, a family. My clock is ticking, and I'd love to have a child, wouldn't you? This really went quite far, quite fast. Grinch, still looking in shock. Fa-fa-fa-fa. Fa-fa. Well, I guess... Fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa. Well, I guess I had never really thought about it before, but I guess I would love to have some baby Marthas and baby Grinches around. Baby Grinches. Grinch, if we want a new house and raise a family, Grinch puts his finger on his lips for a couple of seconds and points his finger in the air as he has an idea. I have to figure on how to earn a living. I've got to get a job. Can I just say, right now, it's like Grinch and Martha, I'm infuriated and insulted because it's like the problem they're facing is we have two homes, you know, and we have to decide which home is more appropriate. And now I'm finding out the Grinch doesn't even have a goddamn job. And here I am, elder millennial, being like, I'll never own a home in my entire life. Like, it's just not realistic. Where am I going to find $400,000? And then, you know, they talk about a cave, a hole in a mountain. And I'm like, I don't know. Again, in my home ownership position, I'm like, eh, you know. Is it a hole in a mountain? Sure. But, you know, how choosy am I going to be? You know what I mean? When you're kind of like scoping out the newspaper for true crime stories, hoping that something horrific happens in a house so that a realtor is trying to unload it or whatever. I don't think in today's market, though, that would be a big deal. I think anyone would be like, yeah, I'll do that. I mean, if I was moving into the barbarian house, and they're like, so there's like a tunnel system underneath, and like a man created a monster woman through, I guess, inbreeding or something. Like, spoilers for Barbarian that just happened. But yeah, and like, you know, he died down there, and then she died or killed a bunch of people or something, and it was pretty fucked up. Lots of fucked up shit happened here. I'd be like, yeah, okay. You know? Well, I mean, the underground basement has, like, power and everything and cable TV, so I don't know. Not so bad. Martha, Lou said there's an opening at the post office. Grinch. No way I can stay in a building all day. I have to tinker, design things, build things with my bare hands, just like all those inventions in my cave. Pacing back and forth with his arms to his side. I know some of them seemed primitive, but it was with junk I collected from the Who's Trash, still pacing, and with hardly any tools except the broken or worn out tools that would come up the trash chute every now and then. Even most tools I would make myself. Narrator, the Grinch is actually very lucky with his timing to live in Whoville, as they had closed the trash chute. They had created a trash-to-energy power station with a recycling center. Most of his food source had stopped in the process. The Who's intention was not to shut him off, as they didn't know he was living off their garbage. They just wanted to create a cleaner environment all around them. What the fuck? What the fuck? Yeah. Oh, they were putting all their trash in a chute that apparently just emptied into a cave, and then they did something else. And you have to explain to us that this was not a malicious thing they did. I get it. I'm with you. Grinch, I've got it. Martha, oh boy, I can't wait to hear this. Grinch, we might have to get a loan from the bank to get started, but we can build a ski slope on the mountain. Make my cave into some sort of a clubhouse or a lodge and maybe a food stand. I can build a gondola to carry people up and down the mountain. Where there is no snow, we can just give rides? I'm getting so excited just thinking about, I can do it. I know I can. Grinch gets up and does his happy dance. Martha, I have never seen you so excited. You know what? I believe you can do it. What a great idea. Grinch. Oh, 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 oh. I have crazy ideas that I tell Poon Master Flex, you know, that I'm like, what if we did this? You know, what if we started this business? What if we brought this type of business onto the international market or something? I've never had as crazy an idea as, what if we start a ski resort and we make our own gondola? Martha, what? Tell me, what is it? Grinch, the old trash chute. We can clean it really good and let the kids slide down it. And when they're at the bottom, they can ride in the gondola back to the top. Maybe I'll even paint it so it looks like a big, long candy cane? Grinch, while pointing to each finger. We can serve hot chocolate and coffee in the colder months and serve ice cream and soft drinks and shakes in the summer. We can barbecue roast beef sandwiches and roast beef burgers. Grinch rubs his belly and says, I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. Grinch, I'm going to town hall tomorrow to see what we have to do to get this started. Martha, I'll go with you because I love this idea and I want to be a part of it. I'm not sure how the mayor is going to feel about this, but it's actually a he's going to have to face off against his enemy, the mayor. It's actually a win-win. It's going to be so much fun for the kids and adults. We're cleaning up dirty sites and creating jobs and tax revenue for Whoville. Woo-woo, let's do it. Grinch, I've got to write down some of these ideas and I'll make some sketches to show the mayor and I've got to... Camera fades away. Oh, fuck. Off to a great start. I'm a little concerned that what we're about to get is a sequence of basically... how do I put this? Like... I'm a little thinking that what we might be about to get into is a sequence that is like expressing this uncle's upsetness because he was like, I wanted to put a pool in my backyard and God damn it. They screwed it up for me. I couldn't do it. You know what I mean? Like something. Am I about to see like a little bit of a fiction is the lie that tells the truth truer kind of thing happening here? You know what I'm saying? A little bit of like, I don't know. Well, we'll just have to see. Well, that's part one of the Grinch part two. How far into this are we? Let's see. I hate you so much, Microsoft Word. Okay. We're on page 9 of... Oh my God. 93? Oh wait. There's nonsense. 91? We're about 10% through. This is not going to be 10 episodes because I'm going to get sick of this way before that. But, you know, we'll keep going. We'll do some more because I want to know. I, for one, want to know where this is going. All right, we'll see you next time. Somebody should talk about two time. Talk about both.